What's going on, Heartbeats? It's your boy, So Debonair, one part of the Affairs of the Heart podcast. We are looking for you. What I mean by that is that we're looking for people to join our team. So if you are interested in being a producer, you're looking to help us market, if you want to advertise on our podcast, please go to the affairsoftheheartpodcast.com. Send us a message and let us know what you're interested in doing. We would love for you to join our team and become a part of the Affairs of the Heart podcast team. Also, if you're listening to the podcast and you're commenting on it on social media, use the hashtag AOTH podcast so we can actually see what you're saying and join the conversation, repost some of the things that you're saying, and we would love to hear from you guys. So again, if you want to join our team, theaffairsofourpodcast.com, send us a message and use that hashtag AOTH podcast so we can join your conversation. All right. Love you guys from our heart to your heart. I'm out. Bye.
What a world. It's the Affairs of the Heart podcast with your boy DQ. Season 3, episode 5, and...
So Debonair, Aaron on this podcast.
Aaron on this podcast.
And we're back for another episode, so y'all know we didn't leave.
We still here. We not beefing like other podcasts, and y'all still trying to figure out when they coming back. It has happened with a very popular one. We're not going to mention any names.
Tell me that on the break.
Yep, but there is a very popular podcast who, they're still trying to figure out what is going on between the two co-hosts because they have not released in quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. But anyway.
We sit my tea.
We here. We not going nowhere. You know, life happens. Shit happens. We just got stuff going on. But it's good stuff.
It's funny because, I just got the phone with, I've been doing a lot of consultations for my websites. Mm-hmm. And so I just got the phone with a guy. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, you know, this is the time to really do it. I'm like, I've been saying that since COVID started. Like, this is the time for us to get our own shit going on.
You're a little late, friend.
Yeah, like, I've been saying that it's the time for us to get our stuff going on and like really excelling in our own businesses right now. It's time. So
I literally.
And make sure if y'all black, you have good customer service.
Yeah, please. Maybe you need to take a customer service course before you decide you want to open a business.
And okay? Also, customers, make sure you're a good customer.
Listen, and just because now we know y'all got those SBA loans for companies you don't even have, so you need to be spending the money wisely.
And black business is not the bargain box.
Right.
Can I negotiate the prices? What are you talking about?
Can you give it to me for like $50 less?
You don't roll up to McDonald's drive thru and negotiate how much you're going to pay for your McDouble and your Big Mac with your fries and your sweet tea.
I mean, that's about $3.
Some people, they may want to bargain that. You might not only have 99 cents.
I mean.
I'm just saying, but. So I definitely want to say this is National Black Business Month as well.
Is it?
Yes.
That's news to me.
It is that. So make sure you support your black businesses. AKOperations.com. Plug myself, Dwayne.
Yes. Or Swank Arts and Entertainment on IG. It's SWANK Arts, ARTSENT. The website is coming in the next couple days, actually.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So what's been going on with you this week?
Talking about
stressful, friend.
It's not stressful. It's a good stressful because there's just so much going on, right? Rebranding. So I've got a website coming out for Swank and the services that we provide. Different platforms. I got interviewed by. I'll shout out Atlanta. It's an online magazine. They reached out to me. Asking about interviewing me regarding my company, and so that premiered and that interview took place, and then I sat down with Dr. Elijah Nicholas, the Elijah Nicholas Show on Facebook. He interviewed me about the LGBTQIA community and what I'm working on and things I want to do, etc. Swank is actually doing very well in terms of getting out there and kind of promoting things. I just signed two things today. I can talk to you about them because you know it's exclusive. I want to give the exclusives on.
I'm about to put that sound up, Mrs. New shit,
right? Exactly.
New Monica,
right. Monica. I'm starting a foundation here in the Atlanta area. It's going to be called the Winters Lane Foundation.
Okay.
To help and aid. All of the LGBTQIA community, plus community, So I'm excited about that, and that's going to be the next phase of work. But then, like I said, rebranding Swank and doing the website and all this other stuff. I just signed on. I had a meeting before I came here to, and I don't usually do weddings, which is very interesting. My production company doesn't usually do weddings, but a very good friend of mine who I love dearly, Amanda McCoy, is getting married. And so I'm going to help her plan her New Orleans wedding. So,
that's what's up. That's exciting.
A lot of stuff.
I'm excited about your community service situation.
Yes.
Because like necessary. I told you last episode, I'm big on community service. I haven't done this stuff in Atlanta. So now that you're doing it, I can be there.
I'm
excited about that. I think that it's something that's very needed.
Yeah.
I love your vision for it, which is bringing all of the LGBTQIA plus community together. Yeah. I think that's dope. And I would just want to be a part just to, you know, by helping hands. So.
Absolutely. What I have found is that, you know, there are several organizations. Each letter of the community has their designated organizations that they work with.
Yeah.
The Black Gay Male has several organizations that they can utilize. The lesbian community has organizations they can utilize. The trans community has organizations they can utilize. Well, why not bring them all together?
Yeah.
You know, and
that's going to be a big move. It's going to be a powerful move for you.
Hopefully.
And for the, you know, LGBTQIA plus community in Atlanta. because we don't have that.
Like, yeah.
You're fulfilling a need. So
hopefully that's the goal. So
no, we're going to speak into this and it's going to happen.
Yes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
But I've just been doing consultations with websites this week. I'm just trying to catch up from everything that happened with COVID. And, you know, that's pretty much everything for me. Of course, I've been acting a fool on social media.
Fool.
I did hit 9,000 followers on Twitter yesterday.
Shout out to all the followers on Twitter.
So I'm excited about that because I need like 10, I need 1,000 before I start getting paid advertisements on my Twitter page. So that's exciting. So you ready to jump into?
Let's do it.
All right. So our first topic is, do you date certain types of guys or whatever comes your way? And of course, ours is going to be different because you're dating and I'm not. If you need my number, call me.
You know, right. If you need his free Twitter page, he's more willing to give it out now.
I'm trying to date, not get free. I'm a regular Twitter page.
You're regular Twitter page. You know, I think, I don't know. It's a hard question in retrospect because, you know, I don't know, like when I was dating, you know, just various people, I'm not the type of person to be like, I'm not going to date you at all. Like, if you're seemingly attractive, like, if I find you attractive, and, you know, I'm more amped to open to see kind of how things will flow, I'm not going to just be like, you know, I'm going to accept anybody that comes my way, because, I mean, you may not have the right intentions.
So you're not at whatever comes my way. You never was there.
No, I don't think I ever was. But I'm not, I mean, granted, if you approach me, and everything kind of lines up, then I wouldn't mind seeing what happens. You know, you just never know. You never know if that person is the one.
Maybe that's my problem.
What is your problem?
Because I'm more like, whatever comes my way is like a sexual experience.
You automatically categorize them as a sexual experience?
Sometimes it lasts a little longer. Like, we'll talk and stuff like that. But I just think I know what kind of guy I want.
Now, that's an interesting perspective, because I think as I was younger, you know, when you're younger, you'd be like, oh, I need all the muscles, and I need all of the masculinity.
It's not that shallow.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, like, I think that I do want someone who is more dominating for me. Like, if somebody is submissive, I'm going to run all over you.
Okay.
So I know I couldn't really date a submissive person. And that's really all that I mean when I say that. Everything else is free game.
So you just, for you in particular, you just need somebody that's a little more dominating.
And that's not younger than me. I can't even say that because the person that I really like the most is younger than me.
Okay, but then when you say like aggressive, are they?
Cause I didn't say aggressive. I said dominating.
Oh, excuse me, dominating. Yes. But there's a fine line between.
I mean dominant, not dominating. Like, don't slay me on that. And that, like, don't slay me for the folks.
Oh, see, that's what I'm asking. But, like, there's a fine line between. I think it's like a more, dominating personality and I think it's an more asshole.
Like of a person. No, I don't want no asshole.
Yeah.
Because you know, I would read you for filth and we'd be done tomorrow. But I think when I mean dominant, like. Someone who just kind of takes charge, because if you let me take charge, it's going to be my way the whole time. I need someone who can like be like, you know, I know that you know what you're doing or you think you know what you're doing, but I can do a better way. Or, you know, when it comes to certain things, like they want to take charge and I can evaluate whether or not this is going to be better for him to do it before me or vice versa.
But then do you...
Or maybe us to do that.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
I think that it's important for you to know what you want.
I agree.
And not in a shallow stance where it's like you need to have muscles or your eyes need to be green or light skin, but like the foundational parts, like someone who can communicate well, because some people don't like to communicate like that. But things that you are going to be able to be consistent with, that is going to give you those feelings and makes you want to stay in that relationship.
I think it's a healthy balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to know and be secure in where you are and what you bring to the table and what you're offering and want to offer that to the particular person.
Right. Absolutely, I agree with that.
But like I said a minute ago, I really think, because a lot of people think that domineering and dominant means that you're an asshole. Or that has been a lot of people's experience.
Yeah, I think people associate dominance with being an asshole.
Right.
But that's not really what that means. It just means that they don't want to take charge. Or, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to change the tires if the car gets a flat. I don't really want to change the oil in my car, stuff like that. Like, I don't know shit about that. I want somebody who knows how to do all that stuff, because I don't do a lot of other things that person may or may not know how to do, but I can take charge in those things.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just, it's really based on experience, because again, I wouldn't say that every person that is dominating or domineering is an asshole, but then their personality traits might make them an asshole. They just might be rude as fuck.
Because somebody submissive could be the same way and have traits of that. So yeah, that's true.
So.
But I don't want an asshole, because we're not going to work.
If I feel like I got to stay ready to cut you. At any given moment,
I'm gonna be at home waiting. Like, what the fuck would this mean? He said, "It's fine, okay." What the fuck does that mean? I don't want to be that guy.
No, it's no need to. You know.
I really do want someone who wants to take charge. Cause I do. I like to be a slight bit of submissive, but I do want someone who is dominant.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think we want to dispel the connotation that...
I think it's a bad... It's almost like being a bottom to me. It's like, it's such a...
It's like some sort of shame. Jab or like a negative connotation.
Like, people feel like you're weak if you want someone who's more dominant or you want to be submissive. But it's really not that. For me, it works well for me. Because if I'm always in my zone doing the things that I need to do for me,
mm-hmm.
but you're taking care of us and our household, like that, for me, that means a lot. Because... I really don't. Sometimes don't have a lot of time to put into that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a matter of knowing what you want and be solid in that, and being comfortable in, you know, not being shallow, but then also making sure that you have a preference. Like, we're not saying don't have a preference.
And a preference is not bad, which we probably should discuss, because people feel like preferences are like racist or they're body shaming or they're things like that. But you know what you like.
You know what you like. However, when you are targeting those particular groups of people,
mm-hmm.
and you're blatantly like... You know, no white dudes or no black dudes or no, you know, or fat dudes. Like, you're targeting a particular people. You can have your preference all day long.
Right.
And be respectful about what your preference is. But when you're blatantly, you know, ostracizing a particular group of person or people,
mm-hmm.
then that's when it becomes an issue.
Well, I think that you have to let people go through their own experiences. Because let's just say that I want a big muscular dude, but that's not what's attracted to me. But let's say that someone who's not big, they're not really small, but they are like in the middle of all that, may come my way. Or let's say that I met someone big or someone smaller than that, but they're giving me everything that I need. My mind's going to start to change.
Indeed. However,
so, I mean, it's not wrong, but it's not right either.
Well, no, I'm not saying, I mean, the reality is just in all things, be polite if you can.
Yeah, be polite.
Is what I'm saying.
No, don't, be polite, period. Yeah, not if you can, be polite.
But what I'm saying to that is that don't blatantly ostracize a group of people, and not only blatantly, but publicly. I think it's different when you go on social media and you're like, you know, I hate fat dudes. Fuck fat dudes. I don't want no fat dudes. Like
no fats, no films.
Yeah, you know, like something of that nature. Like you're then blatantly targeting a group of people.
But you may be missing out. But they have to go through that to miss their blessing.
That's totally understandable. So. But just don't.
We would love for them not to do it.
Yeah.
But they're still going to do it.
Of course. But this conversation is not going to change the world.
Yeah, sometimes it's going to be like, you know, you're going to keep saying that, but you're going to meet a fat or a film, and they're going to change the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that that's, and it's life lessons that people have to go through. I think that, you know, with our generation, that was big in our generation. No fast, no films. Everybody had to look like they was Tyson Beckford, and, you know, that's what they had to do. But now people are like, they're like soft tops and things like that. So it's like.
That's the only thing you can remember was soft tops. I don't know. That's the only thing that you could come up with in that conversation. That's all you can pull out? Because you still trying to figure out what a soft top is? Okay. All right. That's
fair. I know what a soft top is.
Oh. Okay. All right.
I don't think that you're a soft top, but I know some soft tops. And I think that they're great people. And I think that if things could work out, I would date a feminine top.
Is that what a soft top is?
In my house.
God.
I know you hate when I say that. I'm just talking about for me, personally.
A soft top is a feminine top.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Y'all can write us and listen. Oh, also, I wanted to say this, too. If you guys are having a conversation about the podcast, please hashtag us ALTH Podcast so that we can pick up the conversations and see what you guys are saying in regards to the podcast.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Yes. Hashtag ALTH Podcast. We'll both follow it on Twitter, so we know when you're hashtagging and we can join in the conversation.
I think you do it on Facebook too.
Yeah.
So please hashtag ALTH Podcast so that we can like see what you guys are saying, so we can pick up even more conversation. Maybe I didn't see something because Dwayne is very.
I'm very what?
Vanilla.
Okay. That's not true.
On these conversations, but.
That's not true. I'm not vanilla. I'm getting a little swirl every now and then.
Are you swirling towards the more lighter point or the darker point?
I got a little swirl.
Because I'm on the dark side.
Right.
But I would love to see what you guys are saying. So again, ALTH Podcast, if you guys are talking about it on social media so that we can see it, we can talk about it. Because I would love to see what you guys are saying, so.
And it's enough of y'all listening, so we know you listen. So anytime you post about it, hashtag AOTH Podcast so we can see it.
Yes, I'll put that on the website too. And I'll put it on the descriptions of the episodes that we have so you guys can remember that.
Gotcha.
All right, so move on to the next one.
Next topic.
So the next one is, on a scale from 0 to 10, what is your tolerance rate when it comes to snoring? Is it a deal breaker?
It is not a deal breaker for me because I snore.
Okay.
So
on a scale from 1 to 10, how loud you think that you snore?
Ooh, friend. Ooh, it's like a 12. But it depends. I don't, because there are nights I don't consistently snore that bad. There are nights when I don't snore at all sometimes. And sometimes I do snore and it's like a 12. It also depends on how tired I am.
I've seen a lot of people say that.
It depends on how, like, if I'm extremely tired, I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm snoring. I've even recorded myself, like, set my phone on record.
I don't do that. And I'm afraid to hear how loud that sounds.
Now, you know, Aaron, we've been friends a long time. And we have, you know, for all intents and purposes, we have slept in the same room together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I will say, you know, that we probably had a symphony going on.
Yeah, we probably like matching.
Together.
Like, we were both probably,
you know,
like...
Because when you're out, it's funny because you have like different levels of snore. It's like when you first go to sleep, it's one thing. And then, like, in the middle of the night, it's a whole different situation. And I'm quite sure I'm the same, so I'm not dragging him or talking about him in any different
way. But it's weird, though, because when I go to sleep, I hear shit.
Not at all.
So I don't know. I don't even know if you snore. I was out. I don't know.
But I do know some people that are just like, oh, that is a deal. I cannot be with anybody that snores.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I posted this on Facebook and a few groups and on my page and on my Instagram page. And people were, it was a lot of mixed responses. I got one guy, his name is I_Professor79. He said it's a 10 for him. He says he's a light sleeper, so no snoring for him. This other person, he said, nope, it doesn't bother him. And I know why does it bother him, because we sleep.
And I'm sure you snore.
I snored my ass off. Yeah, he was like cuddling with me the whole night. I think every time I snored harder, he was getting closer to me.
Oh, okay.
Melanated_King_C said, depends on how loud. And I think a lot of people said, how loud is it? And so they started going on the levels of how loud they could take it. Mm. And so this was my other question when it comes to this. They were talking about, like, going to another room.
Like somebody going to another room?
Yeah, like if you snore loud, if you snore at nighttime and you can't, and I can't tolerate it, I would go to the other room.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I don't like that.
I just think because like you're leaving me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It honestly is embarrassing. If you get up in the middle of the night and now we have come together, we did our due, we hugged up, we happen to fall asleep, and then I wake up and you're in another room, that's embarrassing. Because it's not like it's something I can control, number one. It's not like I'm snoring on purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
And someone said that on Facebook, they was like, it's not something that they can control. So it doesn't bother me that much. Like, I can't control that. Of course, we can go to the doctor's office and figure out, you know, how to do this.
If there is
that.
A way.
Yeah, if you can figure it out.
Because some people, you just can't.
Well, they wish you had that CPAP machine, but my dad has that.
Well, that depends. That only depends if you stop breathing while you're snoring.
Exactly.
Because some people do still breathe while they snore.
But my dad doesn't. Yeah. He has that. So, and for me, that's probably why it doesn't bother me, because my mom and dad slept downstairs.
Okay.
Me and my sister slept upstairs. We can hear him snoring if we went upstairs, downstairs, outside, in the front or the back, or either right or the left side of the house.
Right.
So it doesn't, and plus we live in a house with a lot of people too.
Yeah.
So I realized that a lot of people who lived in a house with a lot of people, it didn't really bother them. Or if you grew up in a house where someone snored loud, it didn't bother them. Mm-hmm. But some people, like, it's a no-go for them. And so I saw a lot of comments saying, this is why a lot of y'all are single.
Because you don't want to sleep with nobody in the stores?
Because this is a very petty reason not to date someone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, indeed. Because it's not something, again, it's not something that people can control.
Yeah.
And for me, if you nudge me, mm-hmm. then I know I'm snoring. And then I will try to adjust or like, you know, or I'll tilt my head up or mm-hmm. put some pillow. You know, I'll adjust so that I can stop.
Well, let's talk about that too. Don't be rude when you're doing that.
What, nudge? Oh, like, yeah. Don't like, punch me in my
head. Don't hit me with a pillow in my head. Like, you snoring. Like, I mean, we've been together for how long?
Right.
I've been doing this for how long? And today is the night? Because as well as you need to get sleep, I need to get sleep.
Right.
So it's a very big concern. The reason why I posted this was because a while ago we had talked about me dating this guy. He came over here and he left when I went to sleep.
Yes.
And I'm like, maybe he left because I was snoring.
Oh, that was the time was it your friend? Somebody
came over here. I was dating that guy. We just went on dates like every day, basically.
Yeah, but something had happened to where he came over and he left?
No, he came over here because this was like our first like in-house date.
Okay.
And, I mean, I was already tired because this was around the time that COVID had first started. Mm-hmm. So, for me, I didn't sleep during the night. I slept during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time he got here, I mean, I was like done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried my hardest to stay up. And I asked him, he said, well, you fell asleep when I first got there. I'm like, you just told me I'm going to fall asleep on your chest. So I know that you already knew this was a possibility. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, like, maybe it's because I was snoring.
And he never said?
He never said anything about me snoring. But I'm going to have to assume that because I cannot. For me, I just don't believe me falling asleep is that bad. Hmm. Like, we've been hanging out so much. Mm-hmm. We went on, like, 3 or 4 dates a week for about 4 months.
Okay.
So, it was just, it had to be something bigger than that to me.
So, maybe, I mean, again, for those of you that have a low tolerance for people that snore, it's embarrassing when you leave.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing when you go in another room. It's just not, yeah.
But I was reading an article that was saying that, you know, it is embarrassing for the person who snores because if they have they're matching all of your qualities and everything, but this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, it hinders them in dating people because it's like, now this is another hindrance.
Yeah. And it's a hindrance you can't control.
Yeah. Like, I can't stop snoring because you don't want me to stop.
Right.
I mean, I remember we were dating. We used to sleep together all the time. Mm-hmm. Not sexually, but we used to sleep together all the time. We just like to cuddle or whatever. And he bought me like those nose strips. Mm-hmm. And he bought me this, God, I can't think of the name of it. It's like a neti pot though.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But it has a pressure pump to it.
Okay.
So it kind of pushes everything that's inside of your nostrils out. Mm-hmm. And then you put the nose strip on. It was like, you don't snore as loud when you do that.
Hmm.
So, I mean, those are some tips for people who snore.
Maybe if you really want to be with them, help them out.
But I was like, that maybe that's what I really, you know, I try to logically try to figure out why things don't happen. Because I really like that guy. But...
Well, his loss. What's the next topic?
And that's that on that. So the next topic is there anything wrong with a man in their 40s and or 50s dating someone younger, some younger men in their 20s?
Oh, okay, what's your thought before I say mine?
I would never date anyone younger than me. But I've never dated anyone younger than me besides one person that I'm really probably like more attached to than anybody. But most of the people that I date are like maybe like 10 to 20 years older than me. I don't know about the younger thing, because I never really want to date younger people.
Yeah,
Because I feel like it would be a bigger hassle.
Yeah,
even though older guys are just as bad.
Right.
So maybe I need to try the other way around. But
I just think it depends upon what the motive is behind the older younger combination, or vice versa. The younger person dating only really older people. Mm-hmm. It just depends upon what the motive is. Are you dating it because you have a daddy son complex? Or are you dating them because you feel like you need to be in charge? Or are you just attracted to younger people, which is totally understandable, but what's the motive? That's the only
thing. But what if the younger person has a daddy complex? Like, is that a perfect match? Or is there something wrong with that?
I've never had a daddy complex, so I can't really answer that. But
I guess for me, like, watching Housewives of the Potomac, because that girl Ashley, like, her husband is, like, I want to say he's 15 to 17 years older than her.
Okay.
And she went to counseling, and she said that she does have that kind of complex.
Yeah.
But she really does love him.
Well, that's good.
So, I don't know if it's a bad thing.
Well, I think we do want to take away the connotation that it's bad.
Yeah.
Because a woman could, in this very example, a woman can date an older man and it's good.
An older man can date a younger woman and people look at that like it's amazing.
Right.
In the heterosexual world.
Right. Right.
So that it looks amazing to them because he still got it.
But then a woman dating an older man, she's a golden. Mm-hmm. You know, and then in our community, again, I think it just boils down to what is the motive. And if there is no motive and these two people are really attracted and in love and what have you, then that's great. But it just, I mean, I would just question the motive if there is one. Because I know a lot of older guys in our community that still, like, go out to Bulldogs every weekend.
Because you're not there.
Right. I mean, I know.
And I see it all the time.
Right. But And that kind of life for them.
I just don't know if it's a bad thing though. And I guess
I would say that we stop the stigmatization. I think I made that up, but we'll go with it. I think we need to stop the stigmatization of, you know, making it good or bad. Right?
It's not. Well, really... I don't think that that's the reason why though. I think that it comes from being a pedophile. And well, like, were you doing this when you were of age and you were dating, trying to prey on younger people?
But that's the reason why I said the motive behind it, right? Okay. That's why I was like, well, we need to figure out what the motive is, and we don't need to figure it out. It's really none of our business, to be honest. But when we
I want
to
know if you're a pedophile.
Well, I mean, no. What I'm saying is their personal relationship, right? Yeah. If it is pedophilia, then
so after the legal age, we shouldn't.
Yeah, okay. Like if you're over 18 and you dating somebody 55, that's your business.
I mean, for me, like I know that the guys I've been attracted to have been like in their 50s and 60s.
But I'm going to ask you this question because I think it's something interesting that I noticed. No, this is something I noticed as I got older, right?
Okay.
So like when you're 18, you'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going to date somebody that's like 20, 22, 30, 25 is my cap. I'm not going over 25. Mm-hmm. And then as you got older, that cap line kind of just...
It just
pushes back a little bit, right? And so, does your bottom line...
It never goes back.
Right. I never go back to...
I want to date... I'm 36, I'm going to go to 25. I've never been like that.
Right.
So I can't really be on that level because I don't want to date a 25-year-old ever.
At 36.
At 36, I'll be 37 next month. Right. I don't want to date anyone. Matter of fact, even on my Jack profile, that's going past 30. So I want to even fuck a 30-year-old to my past 30. Even though I have. But that's a whole different story for another ballpark. He lied.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. We talked about it on the podcast before when he know who Missy Elliott was. And
oh, yes.
All that. But I didn't know. I didn't know. When I met him, I didn't know.
For anybody that you meet and they don't know who Missy Elliott is.
Then... When he told me, but we already had sex like multiple times before that.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it was good. I couldn't like be like, oh, yo, no, Missy, I can't do it. Like, Missy's not my common denominator where right. I got to stop this.
Like if,
I love you, Missy, but this right. is not this.
You're not gonna be all into all of my sex life.
But she told me, "Pussy don't fail me now." And I'm like, that's what I'm listening to.
And that's where we are.
Like, I didn't fail that young man.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
He didn't know anything about.
The only person he knew of was Aaliyah, and he didn't even know of her first album. So,
yeah, I don't know. I just think it's interesting that as you get older, your age bracket for dating and relationships gets older. And I mean, right.
Do you think that older people don't want to date though? And that's why they revert back to younger people. Are they looking for the youthfulness? Is it like a midlife crisis?
But you know what? The reason I keep saying it depends is because I keep thinking about the people that I know that are in their 50s, 60s mm-hmm. that patronize Bulldogs every weekend or has like the younger crowd.
But Bulldogs is not a place where younger people really hang out at the for real. Unless you're up there on Thursday nights.
But. Okay, but it's not mixed. Like, I think more older people go to Mix here in Atlanta than they do to Bulldogs. Really? So. Every time that I've been to Mix, it's been an mixed, older
because
older
Mix
crowd.
Does have an age range.
Okay.
But that's on, like, 2 days of the week.
Oh. Well, then I was there.
Bulldogs is different because even when I moved here, my first gay best friend told me, like, if you want to meet older guys, go to Bulldogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think...
I mean, it has changed within time.
Yeah.
Because all those other clubs they had have closed down. Mm-hmm. So now all you really have is Bulldogs, Mix, Blue Moon, and whatever the other ones are. Because I don't know. But you have those options, but those other options are not for older people.
But then when I say like going, when I say going to Bulldogs, it's really just a euphemism for, you know, somebody that goes out and is in that kind of atmosphere on a regular basis or every weekend. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, it's not something that interests me of my age. You know what I mean? So like when I know that there are people there in their 40s and 50s that still, we went to a club this weekend, You know,
I get that.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm talking about more or less than the particular place that they're going to. Like their vibe all weekend, every weekend is going to the club. Like that.
I mean, I think you even say this. Like even with Bulldogs, like they were going to Bulldogs and play Spade or Bit West.
Yeah.
You're not going to no other clubs and they're playing Bitwits and Spades at the club because that's older people.
Yeah, I'm not.
Everywhere else you dance, they even have, they used to have a pool table. They got rid of it, but no other clubs have those activities in there because it's not geared towards older people.
Right. I don't know. I think, again, to circle back to the question, it just depends upon what the motive is between the younger and the older person, you know?
Yeah.
Love is for everybody, but it's just a matter of what kind of love it is and what you're doing.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. What kind of love that it is?
What kind of love is it, honey? Before you get into it, find out what it is.
Absolutely.
What's the next? Are we
past 30 minutes?
We are.
Okay. What's going on, Heartbeats? It's your boy, So Debonair, one part of the Affairs of the Heart podcast. We are looking for you. What I mean by that is that we're looking for people to join our team. So if you are interested in being a producer, you're looking to help us market, if you want to advertise on our podcast, please go to theaffairsoftheheartpodcast.com. Send us a message and let us know what you're interested in doing. We would love for you to join our team and become a part of the Affairs of the Heart podcast team. Also, if you're listening to the podcast and you're commenting on it on social media, use the hashtag AOTH podcast so we can actually see what you're saying and join the conversation, repost some of the things that you're saying, and we would love to hear from you guys. So again, if you want to join our team, theaffairsoftheheartpodcast.com, send us a message and use that hashtag AOTH podcast so we can join your conversation. All right. Love you guys from our heart to your heart. I'm out. Bye. So let's get into our sixth topic.
Why are you laughing?
So let's get into the sex topics. The first question is, what's more annoying, I know my body bottom or an impatient top? So we can both tell different stories on each side of this.
Okay, so wait. What's more annoying, I know my body bottom. Which... elaborate on that.
That sometimes they're gonna shit on your dick, basically.
Oh.
Or, you know, they make plans to do stuff. It takes them too long to get ready for the top. I think it really deals with they pain, honestly. And then the second one is an impatient top.
Yeah, I can't really speak to the second one.
Well, you've been a top that may be impatient.
I haven't. I've never been an impatient person when it comes to sex with somebody.
Okay.
That's just not my... I mean, I'm like, you're giving me something.
Why do you feel like you're not an impatient top?
Because I'm never like, are you ready yet? I'm about to come over. That's just not my...
I can change my message from this week.
That's just not my... I've never been like that. I don't think...
Oh, I failed my test from last week, guys, by the way.
What was your test from last week? Go, let's talk about
the folks
it.
Know.
We need to elaborate on that. Wasn't you one...
Impatient time or...
Oh, now you don't want to talk about
it. I know my body bottom.
Okay. So what talk about the I know my body bottom.
Okay. And I'll do the impatient time.
Okay. So...
have you ever met an I know my body bottom?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. And it's interesting because you think you know your body and you're wrong. That's usually the case. Mm-hmm. Or they're the ones that'll be like, oh, I don't need to prepare. I'm good. I know my body. You might want to just...
Why do you think that they do that?
Your guess is as good as mine. I honestly don't know.
I think that I know why they do that, but I'm just asking why you think that.
Okay, so why do you think they do that?
I think they do that because they're rushed so much that they try to hurry up to be there before you find somebody else.
I think that's a scenario, but I don't think that's to be.
I think that's a lot of people's experience, though. Based on reading the responses off of Twitter.
What'd you get off of Twitter?
A lot of people said the same thing I just said, that a lot of people rush because they don't want the top to find someone else.
Is it really that short?
If you want some dick, you want some dick.
But is it?
Listen, and you don't know when the next one's going to come along. So,
there are apps for that. Like, why do you feel like
they on the apps, and this is when it really happens. They're like, oh, yeah, you want to go? I'm going to tell you this. I was on the apps this week because I got rid of what I was talking about last week. And
the dude?
Yes.
So, what happened?
I just found a lie that I didn't believe in. So I got on the app, and I met this guy on there, and he asked me like at least 10 times, am I ready yet? And I kept saying, let me get ready. Let me take a shower real quick. Let me get ready. Let me take a shower. He's like, are you ready? 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 And I'm like, sir, I just said multiple times, I'm going to hit you back when I'm ready. Why do you keep asking me this? And I said, I'm going to log off the app. Give me your number. I'm going to text you so that you can even hit me back. And I'll let you know when I'm done.
I don't even... Why is it that hard? Like, why are we hard up like that?
It's a lot of talk like that. It's crazy because when y'all ready, y'all mean pull your dick out and y'all can go. But for bottoms, it's not that simple.
I mean, of course. Of course. However, if I've agreed to already... Like, if I vetted you enough and we've had the conversation, I've agreed to come over.
That's not always the situation. If you agree to it, that doesn't mean that you don't got... If you on the app, there's about three other people who's hit you up too. That's probably ready. Or gonna be ready faster than me.
So, okay, let me ask this question. So then why wouldn't the bottom, like, if you know that you're looking, why won't you...
Because sometimes you ain't looking. Sometimes they hit you up and you see something that you like and you're like, let me get ready. It's not always like I don't just wake up in the morning and like go fleet.
Now you have said on the podcast.
You probably leave my house, I fleet.
Yeah.
Not when I wake up in the morning. I don't just wake up in the morning and go fleet. I don't do that. No. Like what happened?
Okay, so let's switch it over to the impatient tops.
Well, we just talked about impatient tops.
Oh, well, okay.
But that's a big issue, I think, for a lot of bottoms is that bottoms are so accessible, especially like here in Atlanta. I can speak on that, or even Ohio can speak on that too. It's like, it's very hard because if you're not ready when you get on the app, it's too late. And why are you laughing?
Because I just find this so...
It's real though.
It's okay, sure. But I just find it so ridiculous. I can't even think of another word. Like, I was going to say asinine, but that's not... Like, I just think it's so...
It is ridiculous. It is.
It's ridiculous. There are, like, people
because
that
if,
are...
Because if they come over here and then you shit on them, then it's going to be a whole other issue.
Right. So then you rushed me to get ready.
But they also have, like, three people on the sideline. It's like...
Okay, well, then go fuck that. I'm like, are we that hard up for us? Like, I think that's where I'm stuck. Where I'm like, you're that hard up for one person's dick. That you will damn near kill yourself.
But the problem is that they will double back then the next day and say, what you doing? So you already just flaked on me like yesterday. You want to go today? I'm still not ready.
I just think it's ridiculous.
I mean, for me, like I was telling the guy on Twitter today, I said, listen, most of them I'm ready. Like if it's not in the morning time, or if it's not late at night. Well, late at night, most of the time, I am ready because I already done did what I need to do during the daytime. But if it's early in the morning, I'm not waking up and going to the bathroom. Like, before I go to have my coffee and think about what the fuck's going on today, I'm going to go fleet. Like, I'm not doing that. And so you get a lot of guys in the morning, like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, before they go to work, they want to do it. Attractive guys. Looks like great experiences, but... I just woke up.
Are you
about to woke me up with the notification going on? And I'm really trying to figure out, are you flaking on me before I even go to the bathroom?
I just think, it's ridiculous. That's really
the thing. It is. It's
so weird. And then, like, everybody's not always ready to, like, you need to have fucking hours.
There's a lot of questions need to be asked before we start, we be before you come over to here or I go over to
there. Right. Like, you're not just about to come over to my house and we fucking, I don't know anything about you.
If the conversation's going good, I'm going to start fleeing while we're talking.
Right.
But I still need time for that. And then, like, for me, I need to mentally prepare myself for this. I may want to have a cigarette. I'm going to have some coffee, which I don't do coffee because that makes me shit, so I'm not going to do that. But I may want to, I want my personal time when I wake up in the morning. I don't want to wake up and be like, unless you're already over here, that's a different story.
And you want to go at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. before you
before go to work.
Like,
and no. Some guys will tell you, I don't care.
Wow.
I'm on my way. I ain't that kind of bottom. I'm sorry. I've done it for like maybe 3. I know I did in my relationship, but that was 10 years of a relationship. Of course, shit's going to happen. I don't understand why it's so hard for tops to understand that it does take time.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a new person.
I don't. We want to hear you guys. Please hashtag AOTH podcast when you listen to the podcast and have the conversation. If you want to post about it, tag us in it so we can hear your thoughts between I know my body bottom and are you ready yet, top?
So let's go into this. So the next part was I went on to an article off of out.com.
Shout out to Out.
Yes. And they had an article that said, we need to stop freaking out about poop during anal sex.
I mean, where else is it going to come from?
That's what the article is about. And so it says, if you're having anal sex, poop is going to enter the equation at some point. And that's that on that. And that's not from us. That's actually what it says.
That is
read it
from
on out.com. The name of the article is, we need to stop freaking out about poop during sex. So this is not something that we made up. It's really on there. It says, but when it comes to maintenance and logistics, it's largely receptive partners who are left responsible for penetration. Whether you're fisting, rimming, playing with toys, or attempting to make the missionary position work, anal sex generally requires a bit of forethought. And while that perfectly clear fleet water is what we all aspire to, it's largely unattainable according to some anal experts. So they interviewed some porn stars. There's a guy named Ty Mitchell. He's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of y'all listening may not know. Some of y'all may do know. But he said dieting and douching. And he said that's not true. And the best way to keep your ass clean is a regular diet, eating clean as possible, which includes lots of fruit, vegetables, non-greasy protein, and little to no dairy. He also eats plenty of fiber and somewhat smaller portions than normal. So I want to give out these douching routines that he gave. And this is when you're using a store-bought enema. He said one is dump out the saline water and use lukewarm water, which I always do that.
You should always do that.
Yeah, because the other part is for if you're like, if you're constipated.
Mm-hmm.
He says squeeze the water in your butt and hold it for 10 to 30 seconds. Let it go. For me, I do about a minute or sometimes I'm watching TV. It lasts a bit longer.
Okay, watching TV.
Because they were saying do it. I know you were saying it one time too. I don't do it in my bathroom. I do it in my bed. Like, I put on a towel. I'll push the water out. And I watch TV while I'm doing it. And when I feel like it's gotten to where I want it to go, I'll go to the bathroom. But he said, do this for like 2 or 3 times until all the solids are gone. Then do shorter ones until the water is clear or as clear as you need it to be. And then it says, but according to Dr. Will DeWitt, the director of anal health at Callan Corday Community Health Center in New York City,
mm-hmm.
believes that queers are generally douching too much. The anus is an extremely delicate area, and the skin can quickly drop off and turn into mucosa, a mucous membrane that's sensitive to temperature changes, chemicals, and substance as it's far less protective than the rest of the epidermis. Is it epidermis?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And see, Dr. DeWitt agrees. He says that the fact is a place where poop comes out and you're using it as a sexual organ, people that bottom shame are causing bottoms to have an obsession with cleaning.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. He also says that people definitely overdo it, both enemas and wiping. With using wet wipes can leave skin dry and irritation because of their fragrances. So the DeWitt advises using wet toilet paper instead. Now, I don't know about wet toilet paper.
Well, you just have to be careful because wet toilet paper then, you know, breaks off.
It breaks off and then like it's soggy. Like you might have to wipe it like really fast or something.
Well, or what I have seen people
do. These are also white folks too. They don't have asses like we do.
Indeed. I've also seen people like instead of like drenching the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just turn your faucet on just slightly so that it drips water, mm-hmm. so that you can at least wet the top of the toilet paper and not soak it. Mm-hmm. You can
What I do is I use paper towels.
They're real rough.
Well, if you wet them, they're not though. So and they don't have that fragrance to them, so there's no chemicals in it. So I can wipe, throw it in a little grocery bag, take it outside to trash can. So I throw it in my toilet, clog it in my toilet. Mm. So that's only what I do because I don't want to clog up my toilet and I don't need all the chemicals that are in baby wipes or wipes or whatever they have. So that's only what I do. Because toilet paper, I mean, you literally have to wipe like once or twice before it starts breaking off in your ass. And then if the top comes, eat your ass, you got toilet paper.
You got lint balls from your toilet paper in here. Right. That's not nice. You know,
but
and then or like if you shave, if you use a razor or clippers, mm-hmm. and then you use dry toilet paper, like you're gonna.
Dry toilet paper irritates me a lot. That's right. Why I don't use it. But I would rather use a paper towel that's wet because it's not gonna fall apart, and I can just put it in the trash bag, throw it out when I leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that you should definitely.
So that's y'all's bottom education.
For do today. Some research. I really want us to find that clip from the skinny and that whole dissertation about.
I'll find that for next week.
The poop shoot.
Because I think it's on one of those streaming services. I'll find it. But I thought that was really good because I do know that a lot of us do, like for me, like I told you, like I use my enema like before I leave out the house, mm-hmm. just in case. I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to be ready. And that's not good.
Just in case you fall upon some dick.
Just because I slip and fall on the dick.
Right. Like.
And I'm not sucking dick. So, I mean, I'm going to fall on the dick. You know. Because you want to eat some ass. It's clean. It's ready. You know. It's a buffet. But. I mean, I do that a lot. But I mean, since COVID has happened, I haven't been going on as much.
So. Right.
I haven't done that as much. Then I also have my fiber pills. So that helps out a lot, which they did say that in the article. So that you don't have to do it as much.
And so, like, you can take the fiber pills consistently.
You take them every day.
No, I'm saying you take them every day. Mm-hmm. However, like, if you got a call.
Mm-hmm. Normally, if I take my fiber pills and I get a call, I probably do it, like, twice. Mm-hmm. One time, it gets, like, the backed up stuff. But there was another conversation that happened online was if the guy has a longer penis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different.
Well, I mean, sure.
You're going to get shit at some point. And you have to receive that. And I saw a lot of guys who do have it was on the comments that I posted at it on agreed to that.
That if they have a longer penis, it's just
about it to happen. At some point, it's going to happen.
If you are using the Fleet bottle or something that does not get all the way up in there, mm-hmm. like my little red whoopee cushion. So, I am telling you.
But people have, I have a shower attachment.
Mm-hmm.
It gets up in there. I don't think I've had a long dig in a long time. So, I really can't. Since I've had it, I don't think I've had one. But. It's still, I don't think that gets to the point where they're talking about the second hole. I don't think that clears that area to the point that you may or may not get some extra residue.
Listen, The whoopee cushion, I could feel it up here.
It's as long as this table.
The whoopee cushion? Or
the attachment to the whoopee cushion.
No, it's not about the attachment. It's a matter of getting the water.
The pressure of it.
Up. And yeah, because I squeezed the whoopee cushion.
But you know, so have you ever had a...
colonic. Colonic. We talked about them before.
A colonic, you have to sit for like an hour for that.
Mm-hmm.
That hits the second intestine. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Fleeting is not hitting that.
The bag does. Not your little
I'm not talking about that. I don't know if that does either though, because are you sitting there doing it for an hour? Or for a long period?
So
periodically amounts of time?
Yes. So if we want to talk about me bottoming.
Okay, yes, let's talk about that. Listen up, guys.
Listen, in my experience, I don't ever use the Fleet bottles or the smaller ones because I know that that's, I personally just don't feel clean.
Mm.
Like, I feel much better using, and I fill the bag up. Mm. I do it at least for me because I'm very anal, no pun intended. I'm very anal about making sure that there is nothing in there for me to have an accident. Because I just don't want to have an accident at all.
But I think what people need to realize is this. You're not going to have an accident unless you have solids in there.
I don't want to chance it. I want everything to come out.
I'm just saying that. So if you come out, if you do it and the water is a little brown or whatever, it's not as clear as you want it to be. As long as there's no solid in there, you're not going to paint on anybody.
Exactly.
And I think people need to realize that. That's what the article was actually saying, too. But I didn't take on all that because it was a lot to read.
Yeah.
But it was saying, I was like, you're not going to always have, like, perfectly clear water.
No.
But you do want the solids to come out so that when they go in there, it's not going to come out on top of their dick when they come back. Right.
And it then becomes...
So you better have that wop.
Right. And just in case it's not... It doesn't become a solid anymore. It just becomes a mess.
And speaking of WAP, let's have a teachable moment right here.
Oh.
Using a whole half a bottle of lube does not make you have a WAP. And leaving Fleet water in your ass is not that either.
Who does that?
There's a lot of bobs doing. I see some porn this week on Twitter where I saw...
You watched porn?
I didn't watch porn. It was on Twitter.
Okay. So you just have to
scroll. Actually, I did watch one this morning, though. But it wasn't for the porn part. This boy was walking into a hot tub.
He was doing what?
He was walking into a hot tub. He almost tripped in the hot tub.
Oh my God.
I told you I walked.
This is going to take a minute, so let's give Aaron a second.
I told you I watched for the fun. I don't really watch for the actual sexual part. Right. But the boy was walking into the hot tub. He almost tripped into the hot tub. And I don't know if the cameraman said something to him, but he turned up to him like, and then he went over, he sat down, as I said, he looked like he was walking into a circle of life. Like he was taking his place in a circle of life, because he was about to tear it up, but they didn't even want to fuck him, so. I didn't watch past that, but.
But you just wanted to see for the
fun. That was funny to me. Follow my Twitter page if y'all went to So Debonair. That's Debonair with no O. It's on my Twitter page. But it was hilarious to me.
Anyway, so while we're talking about porn for the 2 seconds, I texted Aaron last week because after our show, I was like, we should do a porn episode.
Yes.
And I have a very, so you don't watch porn, so this is not going to,
I mean, one of the things I need to tell me to look up.
Right. So for those that are listening, I would really love, and you can hashtag us AOTH podcast if you agree.
And tag him in it.
And tag me in it and tag Chino in it. But I would love to have Chino Black as a guest on our podcast. And if you want to know more about
Chino. Now, why do you want to have him on the podcast?
I like Chino a lot. Chino is my okay. I'm trying to think of as because I
really he's a bottom, right?
He's versatile.
Because
I've seen him top.
It wasn't a lot of porn on his page when I looked at it.
It was not?
No.
Okay.
Because I saw a lot of like nakedness, jacking off.
A lot of booty shaking.
Some booty shaking stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't see like actual porn. So.
Okay. I'll send you a few.
No plots. So I couldn't evaluate why he was getting fucked or anything like that. Yeah.
The reason this came up is on Twitter, there has been a picture of Chino with his eyes crossed as someone is pounding his spot.
Was it when they first put it in?
No. This was in the course of the situation.
I want to know, was he over it? Was it feeling good?
It was feeling good. For him, like when you hit his spot, his eyes crossed. Okay. Which I think is hilarious.
I'm like, sometimes when I'm not in, like, my eyes is crossed. I'm like, are you done yet?
But I would. But let us know. Again, tag us in your tweets, AOTH Podcast.
And tag him in it too.
But tag your favorite. Who do you think that we should have on the show? Your
favorite. Don't tag Janelle and Tyrone because they're not going to come.
Who? Oh, so Janelle and Tyrone?
They're not going to come. They are so private, they will not come.
They're sweet guys. We're not going
to. I love them to death, but they're not going to come.
Yeah, they're sweet guys. No. But tag your favorite porn star in your tweets.
Now, if y'all know Janelle and Tyrone, they hear this. Tell him to be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter because he knows that. I know that he's not going to come. But if he say he's going to come, we will do it.
Yeah.
I would love to have them, though.
I think they're nice guys. I don't think... I mean, they're very attractive, obviously.
No, they're very nice. I think they're very nice guys. People,
like, right? I don't see... Because, you know, usually what I... I mean, granted, on Freak Twitter, which is not Freak anymore. It's all day, every day.
Everybody's Twitter, yeah.
You can see, you know, what porn stars have beef with other porn stars and who want to talk about everybody and other people. But they're very... To themselves.
They were talking about the other beefs that people have. They don't have one.
Yeah, I don't ever see.
But I really, like I said before, I love them because it's between them.
Yeah.
And I love that about that. Their whole thing is that their whole situation, you never remember threesomes, it's about them two. And that's why I wanted him to come on my old radio show. I asked him on this podcast, but you know, he will tell you they're going to come and they're not going to come. So, and not literally, but.
I mean, we've seen them come. It's fine.
That's what I said, not literally.
I like when they have sex. I like to see their videos.
I just like to see everything that they do. It's just amazing. It's like, how do two people that look like this get together and this works?
But they've been together for years.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't want to start. No, wasn't no beef. We just want to sit down with your favorite porn stars and jog their brains now.
But if y'all can talk Janelle and Tyrone to come in here, let us know.
And if there, but there are a few other Atlanta porn stars.
That's all that I know.
That we don't need to have on here, and I won't disparage anybody's
name. I'd be ready to get Rico on here.
Which Rico?
Pruitt.
Oh,
that's my buddy. I love Rico.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. Keep going.
And that's that on that. All right, so. Yeah. What else do we want to talk about?
It was
not shady. It was not.
I love Rico.
If you want to invite him and he wants to come on, and we would love to have him. I'm not being shady. Y'all
I remember Rico before he did porn, though. I have a really he has a place in my heart, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, that's different. Because what we see on social media is social media. We see it on social media, yeah. And it is a hot ass mess. But you know,
well, I think he's been going through a lot of things with different people and different things they've done. But I love me some Rico. I'm gonna say that.
I'm not saying I don't have a problem with him because I don't know him.
I don't think that you do.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him. I don't know him.
I don't think that you do, but I love me some Rico. That's all I'm saying.
Why do you make it uncomfortable?
He made it uncomfortable, not me. Let me find out what else I had on here. Oh my god, no, okay, here we go. We're over the hour. Okay. So I did want to give two final thoughts. The first one is we were talking about dating in. Let me find out the name of this group so I can shout them out because it's a really cool group. If you guys are not in it, you should definitely check it out. It's called Easy Said, Easy Done Live. We were having a conversation about advice for dating. And I said, at this point, dating is like trying to play a video game, but you don't know how to play. So you push all the buttons and hope you win or at least get some points.
All the buttons.
That's you ever played a game where you like press all the buttons and you keep beating everybody's ass in the game because you don't know how to play, but you just pressing everything and you be winning. So I feel like that's how dating is for me personally. Then I had another person who posted something And he said, while attempting to date and mingle and share stories with others who are trying the same, I realized everybody hurts. Everybody has several defense mechanisms. Everybody wants to be sought after. Everybody is skeptical. Everybody wants you to make the first step, whether it's texting, calling, and everybody thinks that there's always someone else. While everybody wants what they want, nobody is getting what they deserve or need. And that's from my friend, Brandon Marshall.
Shout out to Brandon.
So those are the quotes of this episode. And I thought that was really dope that he said that, because it really is like that. And I was talking to someone on Twitter today. I was like, it's crazy because people will post like, who's all single? You would get hundreds of people, good looking people, probably great quality of people, and it'd be 100 people, and no one ever hits anybody up to date.
No, they just do a thread post to get followers.
Yeah, it's like, get followers, and that's it. So it's like, do you really want to date? Do you not want to date? Like, but you have a whole list of people who are single who said they want to date. So I feel like that was very valid. We'll leave it with that, so we can go ahead and give out all of our social media. Make sure you guys are following us on ALTH Podcast on Twitter. Follow us at The Affairs of the Heart on Instagram. Follow us at Affairs of the Heart on Facebook. And go ahead and log on to TheAffairsOfTheHeartPodcast.com. Become a member. Subscribe so you can keep up what we have going on. Follow me at So Debonair on all social media. That's Debonair with no O. That's SODEBNAIR. And also make sure you guys check out my website business, aklcreations.com. If you need a website, I'm your guy.
Dwayne. You know what you should do? What? You know how every day that you post, you know, who needs a website? I think you should create a t-shirt who needs a website.
I thought about that the other day.
And then put a QR code. So that people could just snap it.
I thought about that the other day.
The
QR code, but I thought I'd put make a t-shirt saying
who needs a website, and then just get a QR code that goes to your website.
I also thought about sending those to all my clients that I make websites for.
So way to go to business. Yeah. Just that one's for free. You can have that one. you can follow me on Dwayne Q on Instagram and Twitter. I need more Twitter followers. Damn it. So follow me on Twitter. DEWAYNE. Yeah, that's right. And the letter Q. You know how you be spelling your name all wrong? Like, wait, that ain't right. Yeah, that's all I got. Also, we can go to Swank. If you want to follow my business page, my multimedia productions and event production company, Swank Arts and Entertainment. You can swallow it on Instagram.
You can swallow it or follow it.
I was about to swallow my gum. That's how I was going to put that. Don't do a podcast and have gum in your mouth. But you can follow me at Swank Arts ENT and soon coming SwankArtsENT.com. We're gonna start going live again next week.
Yes, next week.
So guys, follow our Twitter page. You gotta follow our Twitter page.
Just look up Affairs of the Heart Podcast.
Affairs of the Heart Podcast on
Twitter.
And
I actually Googled us yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, so let's make sure people can actually find us.
Does it work?
We're like the number one. If you look up Affairs of the Heart Podcast on Google, we're the first people that come up.
Awesome.
So don't look up Affairs of the Heart, because that movie that comes up.
For the song. Yeah.
Is it a song called Affairs of the Heart?
Yeah.
Look up Affairs of the Heart Podcast, and it will take you to our website. So if you can't find us, all of our information is on the website. I think it just swing stuff, so we can put that on there too.
Absolutely.
And that's that on that.
That's that on that. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging in with us. Thank you for giving us one of the highest rating weeks that we've, I think, had.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So y'all have been asking us every week, like, we ain't coming back. And I told Dwayne, I was like, listen, I'm feeling better. We need to do another podcast. So last week we did one, and I wasn't really happy about last week's podcast. Honestly, I was like, we just kind of like did whatever we did. But it was the highest podcast that we've ever had, the rating we've ever had. So we do appreciate you guys for listening. Also, miss you guys, if you're on Apple Podcast, leave a review.
Please rate us and leave reviews. That's the only way that they know that we're here. So rate us, leave reviews, whether it's good or bad. We want to hear what you think. Yeah. Because we do.
We had a 4.5. Some people didn't like it, but that's fine.
But that's we here for you. So even for the person that gave us a 4.5, we appreciate you.
We do.
But again, next week live, we're going live. So this is how this is gonna work. We'll record the podcast.
Oh, let's say this though. So we are looking for people. So for our lives, we want to take a person that listens to the podcast and go live with us to talk about each week's podcast.
So we need a special guest co-host.
For the live.
For our live. So this is what you do. Take our hashtag, AOTH podcast. Mm-hmm. Hashtag us if you would like to be our special guest. You want to be a special guest on our live on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitter. Hashtag us, AOTH podcast. I want to be your special guest. And Aaron and I will deliberate who should be our guest for the week. We'll try to do one maybe each week. And you'll come in on a part of our live to talk about the podcast. So we're going to record the podcast. The podcast is going to come out on Wednesdays.
Or they can go to the website and inbox us on there.
Yeah.
And leave us an email. We'll do that. So just go to the contact page and let us know. So either way, let us know. And we would love to have you as a guest to rehash what we talked about on that week's podcast.
So get your notes, get your pen, honey.
And be ready for
it. And be ready for
what's going to happen.
Yes. Be ready for the conversation because it's about to get real on Affairs of the Heart podcast. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. That's that on that.
Bye.
Later.